We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Carmella.
Hey, Carmella, it's Doc from Froggy 101. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You got a few minutes now?
I sure do.
All righty. So where are you? Where's home for you?
Home for me is Dunmore, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's
Lackawanna
nice.
County.
See, now, I just assumed you, because you were doing so much out in the Poconos, that you were like Stroudsburg.
No. What happened was is that I always, well, as a kid, we always came down to the Poconos.
Mm-hmm.
So I was familiar with the area, but then it was the first full-time beat reporter position that opened up, and it happened to be the one that I wanted. And so I went for it, and I've been here since 2016 down in the Poconos.
Well, that's cool. So let's talk about a little bit of how it all started. So you're from Dunmore originally. So,
right.
And then what gave you the bug? Like what, when you were growing up, well, let's go back even before TV, when you were little, what did you want to be when you grew up?
When I was little, I wanted to be a dentist. My dad is a dentist in Dunmore.
Uh-huh.
And I was just fascinated by teeth. He had all these displays and I got my hands into everything. But we slowly but surely learned I was not math or science. I was more reading and writing.
Uh-huh.
And then my grandma, when we were younger, she lived with us and she used to always make me watch the news. And we'd watch Newswatch 16. But the funny part is, and I'll tell Julie Sedoni the story any day of the week,
mm-hmm.
but Julie was just still reporting at the time and she was live outside of Boscov in this beautiful coat and hat. It was wintertime. And I told my grandma I wanted to be her. And she said, well, okay. She said, we're going to have to go to school and you'll be a journalist and you'll be a news reporter. I was like, okay, but I think I wanted it more so for the outfit, not so much the
Yeah, the people the on TV always dress so nice, right?
Exactly, right. But then that's how I got the bug, and it was just, I did my senior project at WYOU with David DeCosmo. I went to Penn State, and once I got my hands in all my journalism classes, I knew that was it.
Was your dad a little bummed at any point that you weren't going to go into dentistry?
No, I don't think so. He kind of wanted us all to do what we wanted to do. If he could have it his way, he would have kept our family meat market open,
mm-hmm.
Matalone's meat market, but my grandpa told him, no, you're going to go and be a dentist, and so that's what he did. So when I told him that I was going to go and be a dentist, he said, you know, let's see how things go, and then, like I said, when we learned I wasn't math or science, and I was more reading, writing, it just seemed like the right path.
Well, you got a pretty cool story with WNEP, so 2012, right? Is that when you first arrived there?
Yes. I was an intern.
So what was that like? Give us, going from internship up to what you're doing now.
Sure. So my internship, I graduated on a Saturday and I started my internship on a Monday. And it was just the best. We had a really great internship class. A lot of kids that I had already known because they were from our area, which was really nice. So I got to do a little bit of everything. I got to go out with the beat crew. So mm-hmm. those people who have a photographer and a reporter, which was really nice. And then I got to go out with the one man band group, which I knew was going to be my first job once I left my internship. So I got my hands into a little bit of everything, but because I was a Penn State student, I got to go down to Bellefonte, the end of my internship for the Jerry Sandusky trial, and I covered it in length with John Meyer and Jim Hamill. So that was really exciting because it was my senior year, and I covered it in all my journalism classes, and it was just different to be able to go and do it again with the big guys.
Yeah. When you were going to Penn State, yeah. did you end up doing any stuff with your TV station?
PSN-TV?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I did a couple things with them. I had one class, and I did some behind-the-scenes stuff. I did some on-camera stuff, but I was mostly the field reporter, so I didn't try, my hand at any of the anchoring stuff. It was just, I enjoyed going out and talking to people and finding stories.
It's got to be so cool for your family, though, and friends, too, being that you grew up here, and there you are on the big gun on the big station.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice, and everybody's very supportive, but it's, you know, friends that you don't get to see me every day, and every time they see me, they're so excited, and then my mom and dad, they get so excited, and then now it's just like second nature to them. It's not weird when they hear my voice in the house, even though I'm not there.
Yeah, exactly. And you probably got to work, you know, because a lot of times I see you filling in, too, as an anchor, so a lot of the holidays you probably end up working also, right?
Yep, I work holidays. I work pretty much any day that they'll give me when I'm not reporting out in the field for anchoring. I've done the night shift. I've done the weekend night shift. I've done Andy Palumbo's early morning shift, which is a whole animal on its own. So I get my hands into a little bit of everything.
We've had Andy on before, too. And I remember him telling me the story that he's the guy producing that also. So he goes, I said, what time do you get in? He goes, 11 o'clock the night before. And then he goes, all night long putting it. And I never realized there was that much work that went into it. But that's what he said.
Oh, yes. There's a ton of work. I get in there a half an hour even before that at 10:30 because Andy has that show down to a science, which is really nice. And he's the one of the reasons why I got my hand at anchoring was because he looked at me and said, Carmella, I'm going to need a vacation. And there's not too many people who could fill in for this. So you have to learn.
See, that's great, though. And it's opened a lot of doors for you, though, right? I mean, it's funny. Jessie, who I work with on the air, she goes, I have a girl crush on her. She wants to hang out with you. She says she is the coolest, most normal personality as far as an anchor.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I have too much fun up there. And especially when I get to talk to the weather, whatever meteorologist is there, and especially sports. It's just, I'm a chatterbox, and I just think I try to bring as much life to it as I could outside of just reading the news.
It was funny. I was watching you a couple of weeks ago, and I heard you saying, oh, they just told me go right to weather because no chit-chat. So you obviously, you know, obviously like having a conversation back and forth.
I really do. I really do. But my problem is that then I start to tell jokes and or stories from the past, and everybody's like, that has nothing to do with weather. I was like, I know, but it just seemed like the right time to get it out.
It sure is. Who are some of your idols in the industry? Like, who do you look up to?
Well, it's funny because, when I was in college, our professor, who also worked at WNEP, had asked, you know, when you guys grow up, who do you want to be? What do you want to do? And then you get the Barbara Walters, you get the, you know, Diane Sawyers, you get everybody else. But again, I said, I actually just want to go and work for my hometown news station because I idolized Julie Sidoni. And it was funny because I didn't know that she worked, my teacher worked with Julie. And she said, oh, I know Julie. And I said, no, you don't. And she said, no, I do. I used to work at 16. And I said, no, you didn't. And because I thought I knew, but it turned out that I thought that she was Kim Stupan.
Oh, okay.
And she was not. But they had the same haircut. And in Bianca's defense, Kim was on very early in the morning when I wasn't watching, and Bianca was on at night. So it just worked out that I thought that they were one and the same.
Here's a little known secret. Kim Stupan used to work for me on the radio. That was one of her first jobs. And here's her name. She's probably going to get totally embarrassed if she hears this, but she went by the name Christy Power on the air.
That does sound very familiar.
That was when I was over at KRZ. I hired her. She was still in college at that point.
Yeah. No, it is just such a small world. But yeah, so, and then my teacher and I became very good friends after that. And she's the one that helped me get my internship at 16 because she had left Penn State main campus and took the night assignment desk job at WNEP. So she really helped mold my way into Channel 16, which I always appreciated.
Do you remember the very first story you covered that it was you, all you?
For 16 or in general?
For 16.
For 16, yes. My first day back, so I had kind of the most exciting opportunity when I came back to 16 from my job in upstate New York. I started as just an assignment desk editor, and then also they let me go out to report every now and again because there was no full-time reporting position open. So I got to do a little bit of everything, but the first story I went out on was, because I started in January of 2015, was a skiing ice skating story out in Schuylkill County. And it was just, it wasn't a live shot or anything. It was just, I went out there with a photographer. I shot the story. I wrote it. We came back. And I remember sitting, getting out of work because it wasn't airing until the 7. So I remember going to my dad's office with my mom and my dad because my dad worked late that night. And we just stood in his back room that he has watching, huddled around the TV and just jumping up and down.
That's got to be so exciting. I mean, they got to be so proud of you, your mom and dad.
They really are. But Honestly, I couldn't have done it without any of them. I've worked so many weird hours, long nights, and every time that they're there, they're just like, you know, you have to keep doing this. If you want the big time, you have to keep doing this. So I do appreciate all of their support.
That is the way. I mean, that's it. You just got, that's, you know, like everybody says, you're an overnight success. Well, yeah, I'm a 10-year overnight success. You know, it takes a lot before people get to know you. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have two brothers. I have an oldest brother who his name is Adam. He actually works in the in Lackawanna County. Mm-hmm. And then my youngest brother is Peter. He has a birthday coming up in November, but he's going to kill me because I don't know how old he's turning.
Oh,
well. it's 25 or 26, but he works in landscaping.
Oh, so that's kind of cool, though. And the whole family is here, so they got to be exciting. Do they ever give you a hard time? Do you get critiqued from the family?
Oh, yeah. My brothers will send me anytime, especially when I'm anchoring. If I have a flub or I mix up a word, they'll text me right while I'm on the set. or they'll friends will be like, oh, your sister's on. They're like, great.
I was asking you a couple of weeks ago when you and I were talking. I said, hey, anything interesting about you that people don't know? And you were talking about citizenship.
Yes, we have family over in Italy, and my dad, many years back, went to go and visit them and got to know them a little bit. Then they brought us over there to meet them, and then because my great-grandfather came from Italy and all the logistics that are in the middle of it, my dad was able to get us qualified for dual citizenship.
Wow.
So he went first, and then my brothers and I followed, and then my mom has dual citizenship as well, but that's only while she's married to my dad because my mother is Irish.
Oh, there you go. Good lady.
Yeah.
That's where the name Mataloni comes from, the Irish side, right?
Yes, exactly. There you go.
That's good. And the other thing you talked about, you love pizza.
Yes.
Got a favorite place?
So Calabria's pizza in Dunmore is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I'll eat pizza from pretty much anywhere, though, but Calabria's in Dunmore is my favorite. And then everybody laughs at me because I always tell them that the best pizza is in Dunmore. And I can send you to any one restaurant up and down Drinker Street, Blakely Street, and you will not be disappointed with the piece of pizza that you'll get. And then I get into, then you get the arguments and the fights. Oh, this place is better, this place is better. But right. I stick to Dunmore with my Calabria's pizza.
Well, there you go. That's your hometown. You have to.
Exactly.
That's really good. We are talking to Carmela Mataloni from Newswatch 16. Carmela, is there any like goal in life as far as TV news? Is there like one thing that's out on the horizon you would love to still achieve?
No, I mean, yes, of course there is. But if I was to try to pick it right now, I don't know if it would be the same in 5 years. But,
right.
You know, right now I kind of have my hands in everything. I'm down in the Poconos with my cameraman, Dan, who his nickname is Dan the Cameraman. And we have a really great time while we're down here. We tell a lot of really great stories. We won an award for a story that we covered not too long ago, and now we're up for an Emmy, which we'll find out next Friday if we win.
I saw that, by the way, on the PAB award. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, that was our first award together and as a team, and so that was really exciting, and then next week we've got another big one. But no, I mean, Dan and I, we do a great job together down here in the Poconos, and then sometimes I get to go in and fill an anchor and do something else, and then it gives Dan the opportunity to work with another reporter and kind of help them along the way, and so it's just, I'll see what happens.
That's cool. So just real quick, before we wrap up here. So anybody young that's listening right now that's thinking about getting in TV, you got any advice?
Get your hands into any internship that you can. If it's news, television, radio, magazine, print, because that's really where you find out what you like the most.
Mm-hmm.
So internships are always very important. And your first job is always not going to be at home. And you might have to move away. I moved to Watertown, New York. I was 10 miles from the Canadian border.
Yeah.
And it was the best experience of my life, though very snowy. But just take any opportunity that comes your way, especially in TV news, because you never know where you're going to end up, and eventually you end up home.
That's great advice. Carmela, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you asking me. I had fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.